Listen, man, thank you so much for watching, and thanks for all of those that are watching, not just in the Shreveport-Bossier area, but join us from Dallas and Houston and New Orleans and Kansas City. All of you, we just love you, and we thank you so much that you give us a little bit of your time today. Hopefully, as we start this new series, it will encourage you, it will help you, and maybe let you know a little bit of why the Simple Church is so different. Because for about 14 years, all right, I have heard this phrase, Simple Church, it's different. And some people use it in a good way, and some people go, no, man, that's different. Well, believe it or not, we know it is intentional that we are different, and we're going to talk about that in this series of what makes us so different. And as we go through, it's going to be the why and the what. So it'll be like, hey, what makes us different, and then why are we doing that? And when you talk about different, speaking of different, for years and years and years, when it comes to Easter and gathering for Easter, we have been at the CenturyLink Arena. Here's a picture if you don't know what that looks like or you have forgotten already. Look at that right there. It's a beautiful building, and it has been a ton of fun. So year after year after year, we come in and have a great time with a ton of people. But not only do we have a good time inside the building, we have a good time outside the building as well. And every time you drive by it, you're reminded of all those great times. And one year particularly, I stopped and took a picture because I was like, man, I don't know if we'll ever do this again, if this is going to be the first time or the last time. But here's a picture of the little sign out front. And it was called then, it was CenturyLink, and then it was CenturyTel. Anybody remember that, Shreveport-Bossier? We've gone through a few name changes, all right? But I was like, how cool is it just to see the Simple Church, you know, Easter service, and we're at the big arena. We're like, man, this is pretty awesome. So as I started thinking about this year, and we're talking about Simple Church being different and all of the differences we have seen over the years, from name changes to the buildings, it happened again right in the midst of 2020. It's a different name for the CenturyLink now. If you go, some people even said, I didn't know it changed its name. Well, here is the news flash for you. It's called the Brookshire Grocery Arena. All right, so give it up for Brookshire's taking care of us and sponsoring the building, which is awesome. Tyler, Texas company. But this is what's cool is they changed the name again. So they're putting the sign up. Christy Rhodes drove by and she said, I saw them putting a new sign up. They got the road signs up, which is pretty cool. But it's still a little mouthful, to be honest. It's like, we're going to the Brookshire Grocery Arena. So I have a new name, and I propose that we call it, are you ready for this? Keep it simple. I'll see you at the SAC. Everybody's like, what? Let me just go ahead and just say it. All right, look, it's paper and plastic, dude. I was in the grocery business. All right, so here's a picture. That's what it's going to look like from here on out. Like, instead of saying, man, I'll see you at the Brookshire's Grocery Arena, you'd be like, hey, man, I'll see you at the SAC, you know? Everybody's like, I don't know if I can do that, all right? Well, let me be the first to say it. I will see you this Easter. Join me at the SAC. Well, it's worth a try anyway, all right? So here, in case you are wondering how crazy I am, you already know I'm crazy. We're different, all right? It's on purpose. Get your tickets right now for Easter at the Bossier, see, I can't even say it, the Brookshire's Grocery Arena. Here is a picture. Get your tickets. Go ahead and go to the next slide for me, please. And this, no, not that one. I'm sorry. Easter. Hey, wait a second. Grocery. Okay, no, I know what's going on. Y'all are off back here. Oh, here's the deal. Hold on a second. As I thought about this, this is how ADD I am, all right? So I thought about when you're complaining that it's the Brookshire Grocery Arena, what if it was the Kroger Crib instead, all right? Could have been worse. Now, if you think that's bad, this was another one. This is how bad I am. Speaking of different. What about, anybody ever heard of Piggly Wiggly? It could have been the Piggly Wiggly Palace, all right? That could have been it. So count your blessings. All right, seriously, now all of that silliness get out of the way. Let me go back up to the get your tickets for. This is Easter. I want to make sure that you remember we're going to have a Saturday night and a Sunday morning service. So if you're looking for us on Easter, it will be at the Brookshire Grocery Arena. It is in Bossier City, so come down and hang out with us. But you got to get a ticket to get inside of the building. And the reason that we're doing that, I'll talk about all of that in a minute, is because when we get back to the SAC, How awesome is that? We're back at the sack. When we get back there, we want to make sure that you understand that there is plenty of room, but we want to make sure we don't overcrowd one service or the other. So make sure you remember, get your tickets. Now, we talk about getting different, and you talk about the name changes and everything that we do over the years. There is no doubt that I am going to get into the specifics today of what makes the Simple Church so different and why even this Easter it's going to be different. But you got to understand the reasoning behind everything I'm fixing to say moving forward. All the silliness, all the foolishness out of the way, name changes and getting tickets and all of that. Let's go to the scripture and understand why today's message is so important and even this idea of being different. It's found in Philippians chapter 2. Don't do anything for selfish purposes. So before I move on and get into all of these details, the reason that we are gathering is not for us as the church to feel better about ourselves. I want you to understand that, because many times when you start talking about gathering again or putting people back together, particularly when you're still in the pandemic and maybe on the end of it, which we pray that it is, some people think, well, isn't it just kind of selfish to try to put all these people back together? I want you to know from the bottom of our heart, as we're working through all of these details, our thought and our mindset was really about them, you, the outsiders, other people. And we didn't really want to make it about us. And so as I go through what we're about to do to try to pull off Easter in the middle of or the end of a pandemic, understand this scripture is one of the founding principles, the idea that we had to wrap our heads around before we moved into even planning for it. Because it ends saying this, instead of each person watching out for their own good, watch out for what is better for others. Now, unfortunately, many times the church doesn't always get that reputation, particularly when it's come to this pandemic, when it's come to doing things in the community. And our heart is to say to you and to anyone who's watching or anyone trying to figure out why we would be trying to gather, it's because of this simple reason. We truly believe that when you read scriptures like that, there's a simple principle behind it, that people matter. You matter. Your friends matter. Your family, they matter. This community matters. And everything that we are going to do and have done in the past and are going to do in the future, we're trying to do our very best to demonstrate that truth, that people matter. And this is so important in the midst of some of the tension and some of the division, and everybody has opinions. And this is the thing that we have learned. When you talk about Simple Church being different, it is not easy or convenient to do everything that I'm fixing to talk about. We want you to know, though, that people matter more than our convenience or the ease of trying to pull something off. We think that we should be thinking of people first. And as we figure all those details out, we put a couple of things in place, and we want to make sure that everybody understands what those things look like. Because as you know, if you've been a part of the Simple Church, one of the things that makes us different is we talk about loving God, loving people, and then we added a tagline a few years ago called Solve Problems. Our purpose, pretty simple, is this: to help solve problems, not create them. So when it comes to meeting and you have been frustrated that Simple Church hasn't met for over a year, why in the world have you waited so long? Everything that I have just talked about hopefully will give you an idea of why we've waited so long. Is we don't want to create more problems. We want to do our very best to solve those problems. And as a result of that, we wanted to make sure that we put things in place that when you see our logo, and I'm going to put it on the screen for you, our little idea, love God, love people, solve problems. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's not just something we print on T-shirts. It's not something we just put on the walls. It really is our heart. So the last thing we would want to do is do something that would cause a lot of problems. So as we started navigating and trying to figure out what's going on, we realized that at this time it is looking like that it is an appropriate time to try to gather with certain things in place. And when I say certain things in place, just like we've done over the past year, we tried to protect, and keep you safe, and come up with some different ways to communicate with you, which they've all been very great, and we're very, very thankful for everyone who's watched and who is watching now that really wasn't doing that previously. It means the world to us. But we also know that when you talk about problems, there is another problem that is often overlooked or forgotten. And that is people's emotional health, people's psychological health, and also their spiritual health. So the reason that we would decide now to gather is because we know that the health risk, we believe, is starting to be on the decline. We pray by the name of Jesus that that would be the truth. Can I get an amen somewhere? We know we've been through a long year, but we also understand, why in the world would we risk it? Why in the world would we try to start coming back in a month from now? Because in about a month, that's when we will gather in the largest we've ever been, really, in the last year, for sure, is because we know that the emotional health, the psychological health, and, of course, the spiritual health is very important. So as we're still concerned about people's physical health, and we will always be concerned about that, we also understand those other problems that are going on. I've talked about it a little bit in the last few weeks, but one of the things that happened is when I meet with people on an individual basis, I see them out on the street or in the grocery store, I hear some of those stories that break my heart about how they're spiritually struggling or how they're emotionally struggling or psychologically struggling. And they tell me, man, I can watch online, but it's just not the same. I need to be able to see somebody or I need to feel like I'm there. And I get it. And the only reason we've pushed you from getting in this building up to this point is because our heart was to keep you and your family in this community safe. Now, as we're beginning to transition over the next month and moving into, again, Easter, we want you to understand why we're doing all the things that we're doing. So John 15:13 is another scripture that you can kind of understand the foundation of the decisions we're making. And here's what it says. It says that the greatest way to show love for friends is to die for them. Now, why in the world would I put that up there? You're like, well, that's not very, I don't know if that even works for us. Well, here was the context of what he was saying. Lay down your life for them. Lay down your preferences for them. Lay down what you want for them. And so for the last year, we wanted to be together more than anybody else, trust me. But we were trying our best to die to ourselves, put our selfish desires aside and say, what's the best thing for the community? What's the best thing for you? And now that same scripture applies to what we're doing as we move forward. It will not ever look the same. We don't believe that it'll ever be the same. It might be better. It might be different. We don't know exactly. But the heart behind why we're gathering and why we're pushing for Easter is this. It's another chance for us to lay our lives down and go, all right, God, I know I got to do some things differently. I know it's going to look differently, but it is still about the other person more than it is about me. So why I say all of those things is because many of you are saying, well, what do you mean? What is Easter going to look like this year? I mean, how are we going to do it? Well, to have a little fun with it, y'all know I'm old school from the music and all the different things we talk about. I grew up with the David Letterman show. Anybody remember David Letterman, old school? Come on. That's all old people. I hear y'all, wherever you are. They used to have a thing called the Late Show's Top 10. He would come up with all this stuff. They even came out with a book not too long after he was releasing all this, and he put all of his favorite top 10s in there. So to save you a little bit of time, instead of giving the top 10, this is the Simple Church top 5, all right? So I'm going to give you 5 reasons that we're going to be different in how Easter is going to look different this year. When I tell you that we have been different and people are going to talk about Simple Church being different, we know, and it is intentional, we want to be different in every way. So this week, I'm specifically talking about Easter. Over the next 3 weeks, I'm going to talk about Simple Church in the big view, from the music to the buildings we made in to offerings and money, everything you've always thought about. What makes us different? We're going to talk about that. But specifically today, the top 5 things that make us different when it comes to Easter. Number one, and that is pretty easy for you to remember because it's pretty obvious, we are going to make masks mandatory. You still got to have a mask coming in, and you got to have a mask going out. But here is the thing. When you're sitting down with your family or in your group and you are away from the other people, yes, you can take your mask off to eat your donut. Can I get an amen on that? Donuts are back to drink your drink. But the only reason we're doing that is because we believe that when you're coming in and going out and you're in groups, it's just the safest way to do it. So a mask will be important. It's going to be very important for us. Number two. What are we going to do? Social distance is still required. So when you talk about keeping your distance, that's why you're seated and while you're in the lobby. We know it's going to be difficult because we don't know if it's going to be a big crowd, a small crowd. But when you're coming in, it's not always easy to do. But we're going to do our very best to say, hey, man, let's respect that. Try to keep your distance and make sure that you understand that it is not our preferred. Everybody wants to hug. Can I get an amen on that? Everybody wants to. I had kids last night at FX Live just going, I'm going to give you a hug. I got to give you a hug. I get it. But we're going to just do our very best to keep everybody safe, even on Easter. Yes, wear a mask and then socially distance the very best of your ability. All right? And then number 3, all right, we'll put it on the screen for you. A ticket will be required for Saturday night and Sunday morning services. I put the largest building for a reason. The reason that we decided to go with the Brookshire Grocery Arena is because it is the biggest building in town, and we can have it. Can I get an amen on that? We've had it for years and years and years, but when you're coming out of a pandemic, when you're in the midst of all of the things that are happening, space is critical. So the reason that we decided to meet on Easter is because we could get the largest building in town. So you can very easily socially distance yourself from the other person while you're sitting in the building. We want you to know that that was a big deal to us. If we were in a very, very small place, we were like, man, I don't know how we can do this. But the good thing is we do have it, and we're so thankful for the partnership. Seriously, I'm thankful for Brookshire's that they sponsored. I'm thankful for Rebecca and her whole team over there because they have been great partners over the years, and we're excited that we continue to have that. But you need to make sure you get a ticket. Now, the reason I put up there is there's a Sunday and a Saturday service. That's different this year. So if you're out of town and you're coming in, man, you got two choices. Come in, maybe do a Saturday night with us, and then drive back with your family on Sunday. We hope that some of those around the community, around the area, extended area, you would do that. But here is the deal. Why do you have to have a ticket? We want to make sure we don't overwhelm the space. Because of being socially distanced, there's a number that we're trying to hit and stay safely within. We realize that things may change by the time we get there. It may be wide open. It may be whatever. But these things are going to be in place regardless because we believe it's still the safest way to meet. So we want to make sure that you have a ticket. And again, is it a big deal? Does it cost you anything? No. All it is a guide for us to know how many people are coming to what service. And the reason that we love doing a Saturday night this year, and a Sunday is this next point, and that is, oh, I'm sorry, it'll be the last one, but that is because we're going to do extra cleaning, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But get your tickets. That's the main thing. Make sure that you sign up now. You can go on our app, you can download the app, and you can get that, and you would know that we are thinking of you when we do that to make sure that you can get in the building and have a seat, all right? Fourth thing that we're going to do is health screening is required. Now you go, what is that? Simple as this. When you get your ticket, it's going to say, hey, man, have you been sick? They're going to send it to you. You're going to have it on your phone. All you got to do is walk up and go, man, I'm good. And we're going to let you in the building. Now, why are we doing that? It's just a reminder. It's another step to go, hey, listen, man, if I've been feeling, you know, a little puny, don't try to risk it that day. Stay at home and watch. But it is another great way for us to keep everyone safe when they're coming in that building, kids included. Last night we did it for FX Live, and we had a bunch of people come in. They go, hey, man, I'm good. You don't have to have one for your kids. You're, as a parent, are answering that question for your family. So once you get your tickets, you're answering for everybody. And we're asking you to be smart about that. Do not bring sick kids or sick friends with you. If somebody's not feeling good, hey, man, miss this year for the safety of everybody involved. But make sure you get that health screen done when you're coming in. The last thing, this is our top five of what makes us different in the area, and that is extra clean. You go, what do you mean extra clean? Well, the reason we're doing a Saturday and a Sunday, and the reason that we're putting the tickets in place is because with the help of the Brookshire Grocery Arena, we are going to clean overnight everything in the building, including spraying everything down, bathrooms, children's areas, everything. That's why we're not doing two services in one day. We're still having two services, but we're separating them by day to give us extra time to do that. And that is because we are trying to do what we don't believe a whole lot of other people are doing. As a matter of fact, most people think this is all silly, it's ridiculous, why are you doing this? We're not required to do this, it's a lot of extra work. Why in the world would you go through all of this trouble? Are you ready? I'm answering it so that everyone will know. The goal is simple. Because we care about people more than our preferences. So if you're going, I just don't understand it. It is a biblical principle that we're trying our best to live by. Now, to be absolutely transparent and honest with you, we don't always do that. We're human. We mess up. We make mistakes. We look back and go, man, we should have done that better. Man, we should have really thought that through a little bit more. Well, as we prepared for this for the last year, this is still our guide, making sure that we care more about people than our preferences. I think it's pretty obvious. If we had our preferences, we'd go back to the way it was and not act like nothing was happening. Nowhere, nobody, yeah, everybody, of course we would. But here's the deal. It's still happening. So until we get some freedom, until we get some clarity as far as the disease, and it is on the downslide at a level that we believe is health, E for everyone, then we will start lifting some of those things off. But it's pretty easy, man. Put a mask on when you come in. Put a mask on when you're leaving, man. Socially distance yourself. Make sure you get a ticket. Do the health screen. We're going to clean for you. And, man, you can have a great experience and be a part of Easter. And there's people in the room today that did all that today. Was that too bad? Come on, can I hear you? Come on, let me hear you. You made it. You made it. It is very possible. And here's what we believe. That when you come together and you're going through all those things and you know that you've done everything you can in your power to help people be safe, God is honored in that. Now, if you're looking for another scripture reference and you're going, okay, Justin, I hear what you're doing, but can you give me the biblical basis? I want you to just strap your seatbelt, okay? For everyone that's a naysayer, for everyone that's going, this is ridiculous, for everyone that even rolled their eyes while I was saying all that, and I saw you, all right? For everyone that goes, oh my gosh, I can't believe we do this. I mean, remember, Simple Church is different. We know we're different. It's intentional. We have talked to people to go, hey, is this a good plan? We have talked to the Brookshire Grocery Arena. Do you like this? We have talked to medical professionals and say, how does this look? And they're going, man, if you're going to meet, if you're going to go through it, that is great. You are doing the most that you can do. Where some people say, we don't need to do all that. We disagree respectfully. But here is why. Are you ready? Strap your seatbelt in. Let's go back to God's Word. Proverbs 18:1 from the Living Bible. Hang on. The selfish man quarrels against every sound principle of conduct by demanding his own way. For me, for us, I don't want you to quarrel with people over going, I got to have it my way. I'm going to do it the way I've always done it. I want you and me as believers, as examples of Christ in this culture to go, you know what? I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to demand my own way. I don't want to say I got to have it my own way. If I look at Proverbs 1 from the New Living Translation, this is even greater translation. Unfriendly people care only about themselves and they lash out at common sense. Take it if you want to take it. Deal with it if you want to deal with it. But for us, we do not want to be unfriendly. We do not want to be selfish. We want to use common sense, and we want to do everything we can to honor God. And the scripture is extremely clear on why and how we should be doing that. And it is no secret. That's different. When it comes to doing church in this way, it's different. We know that it is different. We're not confused by that. It is intentional. Just like everything from day one of the Simple Church, it's been different, but it has been intentional. So can I tell you what else I know? Can I tell you the other thing that I really believe as we get ready to get to Easter? It's also the wisest and the safest way to get us back to church. Can I get an amen somewhere? Come on. I didn't say it was the easiest. I didn't say it was the most convenient, but I promise you, it is the wisest and the safest way to do it. So before we get into all those protocols, we get into meetings, and we talk to volunteers, and everybody's got questions, and it's caused more division and more hurt and more pain over opinions and all this stuff, I get it. But I just wanted you to know our heart behind why we're doing it and how we're going to do it. And this is the goal and this is the plan, as Colossians 4:5 says. You ready? Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. It's about being wise. It's about those that don't go to church. It's about those that have never walked inside the doors of church. It's about those that have lost loved ones this past year. It's about those that are in the medical field giving their life to protecting and serving, like the Dr. Tinsley that was in the pre-show, to all of Dr. Keith and Dr. Ricky and all of our friends that are out there going, hey, listen, there's people on the outside. We want to make sure that we are wise in the way we act towards the people who are on the outside. But then it says, make the most, go ahead and go big screen for me, make the most of every opportunity. Easter is an opportunity, so we want to make the most of that opportunity. We're going to be wise, we realize that outsiders are coming, and we want to make the very most of that opportunity. And you go, well, what do you mean by that? It is the largest attended day when it comes to church. So outsiders typically come. So we just want to be wise when they're coming in that we go, hey, man, we realize that as you're coming in, we've done everything we can to try our best to keep you and your family safe. And this is why we did what we did. 1 Corinthians, I know what some of you are thinking, but the scripture is very clear on all this. If you're going, is there really a biblical mandate for all this? Here's another one. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 says this. For though I am free from all men, because some of you go, I'm free. I don't have to do all that. You're right. Hang on. For I am free for all men. I have made myself a servant to all. Do you get why we're doing what we're doing? I hope you can understand. Look, I'm free to do whatever I want to do, but I become a servant to all. Why? That I might win even more. There is no guarantee that by us gathering that we're going to have a large crowd. Matter of fact, there's a lot of debate on that. People are going, there ain't nobody coming, and they're not going to come if you have these mandates or these things in place. You might be right. Truth. The truth is this. There's a lot of things that are beyond our control. But I do know this. We must focus on doing our part and let God do his part. So when I tell you do your part, go through the mandates, the things that we've asked people to do, wearing a mask, social distance, and all those different things, but also invite someone. Hey, listen, man, we're opening up for you. We're going to be safe, safe, safe for you and for your family. But the whole idea is that we might reach one, that we might have someone else come in that go, you know what, man, I didn't know where else to go. I didn't know what else was going on. But I appreciate your heart, that you're always thinking of others first, that you really are trying to be like Christ. That's the goal. Now, I know some of you are asking, is it going to be the same? Is there anything that will be the same? I mean, is there anything that's even going to look the same? Well, good question. Let me answer some of those for you. Ready? Number one, we're going to have live music and a live band for the first time in a long time. Can I get an amen on that? So this is what's going to be awesome. We haven't sung together with anybody on stage in our audience in over a year. So this will be the first time. This was Easter, a couple years ago. It was just a fun time. There's going to be the same. We're going to have the stage and the lights and the music. It's going to be awesome. We even got a horn section. Can I get an amen on some horns for Easter? It's going to be awesome. There's also going to be ice cream, all right? Can I get an amen on ice cream? For years, we have lined up at Spud to get ice cream. What we're going to ask you this year? Put a little distance between yourself. That's all we're saying. When you get outside, don't be silly and just crowd up on each other. Man, respect the person in front of you. You're doing it in the culture anyway, but when we get on Easter, it still applies. Let's be wise and be smart. We're also going to do baptism. Can I get an amen on that? This is what we're going to do. Now you go, well, how are you going to do that? And I see Evan right down there. Evan will have a mask on, and yes, you don't have to wear a mask to get baptized. Can I get it? Yeah, that would be difficult. But the person that will be baptizing you will have a mask on. That's the only difference. So there's going to be outdoor activities as well. When you look at the CenturyLink, the CenturyTel, here's another picture for you. You can see there's plenty of space for you to gather up to do an egg hunt. This is the egg hunt area. There you can spread out, man. The kids can get out there and have a good time. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful moment when we can gather and get back to some normal. And you don't want to miss it. And then last but not least, the bunny will be there. Can I get an amen on that? Look, Margaret and Laney, I'm good to see y'all there. Here's what's really cool about it. Live music, fun, ice cream, baptism, egg hunt. Oh, and by the way, you're going to have the best preacher in town. That's what I heard. He's going to be there. Just kidding. There's better preachers, I promise you, but I will be there, and I'll give you a message. There's no doubt about it. And we have a few surprises. We always do something cool. This year is going to be unlike any other year when we do this special, unique thing. You know, we've rolled the CenturyLink before. We've thrown stuff. We've thrown underwear, socks. This year, we're doing something that you don't want to miss, and it's going to be a special, special night. If you're coming to the volunteer meeting, I'm going to tell you about it in just a couple of minutes. If you want to watch the volunteer meeting, we're going to put it online for you tomorrow. But in this room, I'm going to explain what that new thing is that we're doing. So one last question everybody's asking, too, is what happens after Easter? All right, so we go to Easter. I mean, is that it? Nope. We're coming back to the Shreveport Convention Center. Can I get an amen on that? The week after, yes. So you can mark your calendar. April 11th, we will have two services. We're going to do that a little bit different for the same reason we're doing it on Easter differently. We're getting more time between the services so that we can clean and sanitize. We're also going to only offer childcare at the late hour. And the reason we're doing that is so that we can clean that morning and be prepared for your family to come in. And we're going to make sure we have enough volunteers. If it grows to where we need childcare for both hours, and hopefully that happens, we'll put those teams in place and make it happen. But initially, 9:30 will be no child care, and 11 o'clock will be child care provided. So can I get an amen to some normalcy back? Come on. And all of those things will still be in place when we do that. Unless something changes, we'll update you as we get going on. But some questions feel people have, will there still be a pre-show? And we like, because there's a lot of people watching online. Thank y'all all for watching. Yes, we're going to keep the pre-show going. Yes, online continues the way it always has. And even better, we're going to keep making improvements to the online. All of the things that you've loved, we will continue to do those things. Now, as I get ready to wrap up, What if it doesn't work, Justin? This is for all the negative people. You know how it is? We can even be that ourselves. When it's staff, we all kind of gather and we're like, okay, we're going for it. And they're like, man, what happens if this? And I can be that way. All of us can be. Because when you start going through, you're like, oh my gosh, but what if this thing doesn't work? And this is something we've talked about. What if it's never the same? And what if I'm scared? What if I'm still, if you're watching now, you're like, I'm still afraid, man. I'm just not sure. Okay, I got one for you. Psalm 112, verse 7. You ready? They will not be afraid of bad news. They are confident because they trust in the Lord. My confidence is not in our plan. My confidence is not in we're smarter and better than anybody else, because listen, we're just trying to do our very best. But my confidence is in the fact that God is still on the throne. Can I get an amen? And I'm telling you, if we're sensitive to other people and we honor people and we serve people and we put people first above ourselves and we become a servant for them, God is always smiling at that. And so if you're ready to be different, like we try to be different and our plan is to be different, then I'm asking you to get your ticket and share with your friends, hey, this is your chance to be a part of it. When you go online, you can look for this Easter logo and you can get them for Saturday or for Sunday. You need to be a part of it, and I don't want you to miss it. And I'm going to give you a little prayer, and then I got one video for you before you leave, because it just wouldn't be the same without it. But let me pray for you before we watch this video. Father, I thank you that you are the one that leads and guides us. If we come to you for wisdom, you give it to us, and your word is full of it. So God, we're not arguing. We're not trying to come up with a better plan. We're trying to figure out what you want us to do. And as we do that, it is always about putting others before ourselves. It's not easy, it's not convenient, and as we said from Simple Church from day one, simple ain't easy. And this is the thing, as we're going through all of these challenges, help us, God, to put others first in our mind and to be an example for this community, be an example for this world, be an example for our friends. And as we walk through that, God, if there's someone that is trying to decide if they're coming, help them to ask questions, to get comfortable. We got a month to get in place. If they're wanting to think about getting back to volunteering, or if they're brand new, they're going, all right, I'm ready to get in, understanding what we're doing, then God, let them know that we're going to do our best to help them make that transition. For the ones, God, that want to know why all of these decisions have been made in the way we're doing them, it is because I trust you and I do have a relationship with you. And I know that you lead and guide us when we ask. So God, if there's someone today that's watching and goes, man, I need that in my life. Man, I'm tired of doing it my own way. I want you to lead me. God, you say it's as simple as admitting that we've made mistakes. And God, I've made a lot of mistakes. The church has made mistakes. But God, and we admit that. But as we move forward, we also believe that you're a God who forgives and gives us second chances and fresh starts. And so God, we believe that's who you are. And we commit ourselves to you. And from this point forward, God, we want to follow you and be like you and serve like you. Help us, God, to die to ourselves, to follow you, and help us to let other people know that you are real and you are alive. And when we need hope most and we need encouragement most, let Easter be that for us this year. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Can I get an amen somewhere? Come on. So before I leave, some of you are going, you didn't play a Steve Hartman video. Glad you asked. Because if you want to talk about miracles, if you want to talk about different, if you want to talk about like, can we really trust God has a plan for me? This next video should prove to all of us that, hey, you know what? There really is a God. And it might be different, but I might want to trust him, because this is pretty awesome right here. Here's some smiles for you, some encouragement for you, some hope for you, especially if you're single. Watch.
This has been the worst year for dating, bar none. Movie, none. And restaurants with all the ambiance of a parking meter. But here, along the banks of the Hudson River in upstate New York, we found a couple of singles who are making it work despite the pandemic.
Wait a minute, getting your glasses up.
And that awkward eyewear.
That's it for the week.
John Schultz.
He's a lot of baloney.
And his girlfriend, Joy Morrow Knowlton, are both 94, each widowed twice, and each determined to find love yet again. They're now vaccinated, but had to be in a bubble most of the year.
Did you ever think it was just too hard?
No.
She was worth it. It was a pain in the neck, though.
Perseverance.
Pete Schultz is John's son.
They would call every day. They'd find a way to get together, but they did whatever it took.
You haven't held hands with me all day, by the way.
Hold my hand.
What it took, they say, was a return to simple pleasures, like long drives to nowhere, batting balloons around the house, and a whole lot of selflessness.
She bought me a walker.
She bought you a walker?
$159, I think.
Whoa.
I told you she had money. She did have it, so she bought my walker.
Not to be outdone, John bought her a little something, too. Although he had to pop the question way more than once.
Oh, dozens.
Dozens?
Finally, I said okay.
Wait, what made you finally say yes?
When we had snow days this year, and I didn't come up here, I missed him.
This week, John and Joy held a rehearsal for their spring wedding. It'll be the silk purse at the end of this sow's year. All possible because these romantics realized early on that a good date is nothing more than good company.
There's some ice floes right out in the middle there.
Steve Hartman.
In fact, there's a whole line of them.
On the road in Kingston, New York.
Now, if you want to know why I played that, you heard it in there, selflessness, perseverance, you know what I'm saying? This is hope for us all, right? All the singles, you said, okay, God, there's hope. I hope I'm not 94, though, you know what I'm saying? But hey, listen, thank you for watching. Thanks for being a part of it. We're fixing to go to our meeting right now. Sorry I went a little long, man. I'm trying to get it all done today. Thank you for being here. If you stay in the room if you're in here, because we're going to talk about volunteers in just a couple of minutes and why we need you, why we got to have you moving forward. I love all of you. Until next week, what do we say? Peace! Thanks for watching.